Welcome back. You're watching Stock Picks. Today, we unpack the tourism and leisure sector. That's Southern Sun, City Lodge and Sun International with Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily Research. Anthony, always a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Good to be back again. Hello from very cold and chilly Cape Town.
Hello from very cold and chilly Joburg, Anthony. And then we must start off by taking a look at the sector as a whole. You know, it has been a rather depressed time. Talk to us about how that's been.
Listen, we know that this country, despite its many challenges and problems, is a beautiful and gorgeous country to visit. And and inbound tourism for many, many years was the backbone, particularly here in the Western Cape. But then came along COVID. And then post-COVID, there's been a very, very slow recovery, particularly in inbound tourism. I had some data this morning from Stats SA, which I just downloaded. And before COVID, we had 981,000 inbound foreign visitors into this country. And in 2022, there had been a significant recovery to 678,000 visitors, but we're still 31% below where we should be before COVID. Interestingly, the latest stats to April have just come out showing a significant jump in foreign inbound tourists. In April, for example, we had 161,000 visitors April 23 versus 120,000 to April 22. But saying that, it's still significantly below where it was pre-pandemic. Now, that's a basic background to what is going on in the hotel, travel and gaming industry in this country, where basically COVID slammed everything. We couldn't travel. You couldn't get flights. No one wanted to go on holiday. We couldn't. So we were all locked in our homes. So if you owned a hotel, a leisure or a gaming business, basically you had to lock your doors, and there were significant costs that you had to bear, but you couldn't generate any revenue or any profit because those assets were basically stale. So the main recovery we've seen in the last 2 years has been everybody starting to travel again. We've been fed up sitting at home. We want to travel, but we're still not traveling as much as we used to. Mm-hmm. But the underlying occupancy rates and the profitability of the sector is starting to come back. And we've seen results in the last few months from Southern Sun International and City Lodge, all showing a very encouraging picture. But hopefully better times are ahead.
Now, I must ask you, Anthony, before we get into the stocks, do we know why it's been such an uneven and staggering recovery? You know, I would think that there would be pent-up demand, some savings, and then the revenge travel, which we were all trying to do immediately after the COVID restrictions were lifted.
Well, I think at the end of the day, the main travel industry coming into this country is from Europe. Mm-hmm. In the last stats that I've just seen, 61% of all tourists into this country in April actually came from Europe. We've had 14% from North America and 10% from Asia. You know, at the end of the day, tourists have a choice as to where they want to travel. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to be happening, particularly in the forthcoming travel season, is given your earlier segment on the currencies, the mm-hmm. dollar, the euro, and the pound, given the rand has gone to hell in a handcart so far this year, inbound tourism now looks incredibly attractive. So if I was sitting in cold, damp Europe, looking at the sunny shores of this country, particularly in November, December, January next year, I think, well, why not jump on a plane to come to South Africa? So I think it's been a general recovery. And let's not forget that the flights into this country have only also just started to recover. Mm-hmm. There's no point being able to come to a country if the flights are not available. And I don't know when the last time you traveled, but flights internationally have become extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. Because of the oil price last year, because of the Russian issue, perhaps we didn't generate as much tourism as we could. One, because of a cost, and two, because we were still getting into an uplift back in tourism and travel destinations.
Now, very interesting. I think we can now maybe look at some of the stocks, maybe starting with Southern Sun, which I would say is well segmented in terms of, you know, the assets that they hold. They've got some luxury hotels and they've got Sun One, for instance, which is on the complete other end of the spectrum. What do you make of this counter, Anthony?
Yeah, Southern Sun, or as it used to be called, you know, Socha Sun and Hotels. Its new name to better signify its branding is a very interesting stock. It's one of the very few counters that actually came through COVID without having to be propped up by shareholders regarding a rights issue. Both Sun International and City Lodge basically had a gun to their head, and they were basically forced to raise money in a rights issue or some form of equity raise. where Soho Sun basically stood their ground and basically renegotiated their debt with their bankers. And I think that's a testament to, probably to the quality of HCI being the significant shareholder in Southern Sun, basically not taking, not being dictated to by their bankers, saying we will not have a rights issue. So whilst they still have a significant debt pile, they did manage to restructure. And again, as a domestic tourism destination, as you said, from a low end to a luxury end, they have a broad portfolio of assets that can appeal to any tourism budgets, depending on where you are. And again, looking here in Cape Town, they have a number of different price points. And again, if you're a budget traveler or one of the high ends, there's something to accommodate all your needs. Now, in Southern Sun's case, the key thing to me has been room occupancy. Since pre-COVID and post-COVID, there's been a gentle creep up in the underlying occupancy in all hotels. And in Southern Sun's case, we're now at about 51% occupancy, up from 31% last year. But it's still significantly below where it was pre-COVID. So the key thing I'm seeing in all the hotel companies is as normalization in travel starts to occur, more inbound tourists start to come in, and domestic travel, despite the difficulties we have in this country with load shedding, a weak consumer environment, and a very weak business climate, people want to actually travel. So as room occupancies start to increase and room rates start to creep up, all of these hotel companies start to look incrementally better. And there's no better counter in my play from a nationwide perspective, given the different portfolios than Southern Sun. It's a very interesting counter in my mind trading currently. I think it's at about 4.45 a share.
Very interesting. I must ask you, Anthony, about the convention center, the Sandton Convention Center, because Southern Sun owns this. But what we've actually seen is the Cape Town ICC really come through and really, I think, take some market share from there. I'm wondering if for this one asset, Southern Sun isn't a victim of municipality issues.
Yeah, if we, if I, not for I'm being a disingenuous regarding Johannesburg, but if I was an international convention goer, where would I want to go on my international convention?
Cape Town.
Johannesburg or Cape Town? The answer would be logical. So the convention center here in Cape Town again is not up to where it was pre-pandemic, and the number of conventions are significantly lower, but it is beginning to creep up. And if you think of it logically, given where the currency has gone, if you're doing a long haul travel for a major convention, where would you want to be? I'm sure not many people would want to be in the heart of Sandton, given what's going on currently in Gauteng. They choose to be in the Western Cape. And I'm not bashing Johannesburg as an ex-Johannesburger, but you have to think of it logically. And the Sandton Convention Centre was basically built as part of the license agreement when they actually built the casinos in Johannesburg for what was then Soho. So it's a legacy asset in a part of the country which perhaps is not as popular as it used to be, which is a current drag on the overall business. But the underlying hotels are picking up quite nicely, and let's not forget, they did swing back into a material profit from where they were 12 months ago in terms of Southern Sun.
Very interesting. Anthony, I must ask you about Soho Sun because they have unbundled from Southern Sun, but our next pick, that's City Lodge. They've invested in City Lodge. I'm wondering what you make of that.
Yeah, I broke this story a good 2 weeks ago. The benefit of being an avid reader of JSE SENS is you start piecing together bits of information. And when I saw that HSS had taken up a 5% stake in City Lodge, one wonders who HSS is. I've been working in financial markets for 30 years, and that name didn't ring a bell. But a quick LinkedIn search and a bit of Mosaic theory digging quickly realized that the directors behind HSS were actually affiliated to Soho. So that raises all sorts of questions. With Soho Gaming having unbundled, as you correctly say, Southern Sun, were they now looking to reacquire assets in terms of City Lodge? And it was disclosed yesterday they now had a 10% stake. So it's not an immaterial stake to take in a company with a market value currently of 3 billion rand, which the stock is materially off its lows. So it makes you wonder what the Soho game plan is. Having unbundled one part of hotels, are they just being opportunistic here? Because the replacement value of the City Lodge hotels right now in their last results, I'm looking here, is about 10 rand 60 cents a share, and they're trading right now at 4 rand 86. So you're basically buying a bargain. You could not build these hotels for the same price you could buy them from the stock market. So who knows? It's an interesting one to watch. Will Sochel increase their stake? And are they just there maybe as a blocking stake to stop somebody else buying a City Lodge so that they can come in potentially and snaffle it up? It's a very intriguing little stake they've taken, and only the people in Sea Point know what's going on, and they're not saying.
Very interesting. We'll see how that one plays out, Anthony. I must also ask you just about City Lodge. Initially, City Lodge was a place where you could just go for a good night's sleep and move on. But they're trying to improve their offering with food and beverages. I'm wondering if you think it's worth it for them. You know, if you know the old model, you go in, you have a good night's rest, and you might have a meal somewhere else, could be more convenient for them.
I think what all hotel companies are looking to do is to maximize what they call the foot traffic going through their properties. Now, as you correctly say, back in the good old days, if I was traveling to Johannesburg on business, you would stay in a City Lodge. It was affordable, it was clean, it was conveniently located, but perhaps you'd go out for something to eat or drink, and you would just, rest your head in a pillow, use a bathroom and then leave. And I think right now, with all hotel companies looking to actually maximize their revenue by just upgrading their underlying hotels in terms of facilities and offering, in-hotel dining, you can capture a little bit more of the tourist spend. That's exactly what they're trying to do. At the end of the day, it's fine, pushing up your room rents, but you can only push it up so far in a very competitive market. You have to try and capture more of a tourist's wallet, and that's what they are trying to do. So far, it's early days. They have had incremental success. But I don't think that City Lodge, from a personal perspective, is ever going to match the type of offerings that the traditional hotel chains would have, because they certainly weren't built that way. They were built, as you say, for an affordable, comfortable sleep with very modest facilities for in-house dining and drinking. So it's an interesting divergence for them, but one they are certainly trying to push to maximize revenue.
And we don't have much time left, but I have to touch on Sun International because they have the gaming aspect, which is a very interesting part of their revenue. So I'm wondering if you can help us work through that. But also, Anthony, they happen to be the beneficiaries of the Coca-Cola Dome turning into a WeBuyCars dealership because we have all our concerts in Joburg now in Pretoria at Times Square. I'm wondering what that's done for Sun International as well.
Yeah, Sun International again is a company that was mired in debt purely because of the COVID situation, and as people didn't spend money on hotels and resorts, and specifically gaming, because gaming is about 55% of a company's entire revenue base and a significant proportion of their profits. So during COVID and in the recovery, it took a while for people to have a propensity to go back and actually start gambling their money. Perhaps they wanted to go traveling instead rather than gambling. But we've seen a nice pickup in the underlying revenue growth of Sun International. The profits, again, have also picked up quite nicely. They're starting to pay a dividend, and debt has been brought down, albeit modestly. The South African debt still sits at just under 6 billion rand. But they have a very strong cash flow and they're restructuring their business. But regarding Times Square, that's the newest property. And again, there's a tourist, propensity. You always want to go to the newest, shiniest property of any company. And Times Square happens to be the newest and shiniest. And it's always that way. The same thing happens in Cape Town. When the newest eatery or restaurant or bar opens, tourists tend to gravitate towards the new. And I think Times Square is benefiting from the fact that perhaps that area of Pretoria isn't as grimy as certain parts of Johannesburg. And it offers a much more, what I would call, an entertainment experience. You've got hotels, you've got a shopping center next door, you've got a combination of facilities to attract the spending public. So I think that Sun International, to me, is my preferred view is I've been City Lodge first because of the corporate action perception. Southern Sun second for inbound tourism. And I'm not a big fan of gaming. I think people are going to travel for recreation and leisure. Gaming, to me, is not an area I really want to be in. So if it was one, two, three, it would be City Lodge, Southern Sun, Sun International. And that's just my personal view. But I think the City Lodge transaction with Soho potentially mulling in the wings is extremely interesting and is one to watch going forward.
Well, Anthony, having you with us is always a pleasure. Thank you for your invaluable insights today. That was Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily Research with your Tuesday edition of Stock Picks.